Taiwan special starting off. I mentioned yesterday in the podcast weekly that, you know, sometimes remembering things is like when you're doing good work and your thinking is clear, you come across as scatterbrained to others. I was talking with Royu this week, and he mentioned something about like he was giving me a hard time for not remembering a rapper from a while back. He showed me a rap to, like, the name off the top of my head. He's like, you can't remember stuff. He said that. He's like, you can't remember stuff. And I'm like, excuse me? Now we're friends, and so, you know, this was a useful good. I mean, you know, there wasn't hostility, but I'm like, no, I do remember stuff. I remember stuff that's important. And even though this rap song and knowing who the rapper was is not important, I actually will recall it and it will jog my memory because I even will be aware of that. But the more important things to remember include starting this new company that I'm starting with advertising and stuff, and all the work I put into that, and the PHP that I've been teaching myself for the last month, and knowing how to make money so that I can buy my own skateboards instead of having to ask mom and dad for them. Those are the things that I remember because those are important. Now, for you as a kid, I'm still telling him, for you as a kid, remembering which rapper made which song can be useful because you just need to learn to remember stuff now. But also, remembering to walk the dog and do the laundry when your mom tells you is another thing that you need to focus on trying to remember when it comes to important things. That said, as I'm still telling him, knowing which rapper is which is among important things if the music industry is your business, or if you are focused on that talent. But then that comes down to specialized skills and need to remember. So sorry that I don't remember that particular rapper's name off the top of my head while I'm not a rapper in the music industry. But please jog my memory. I'm interested in what you have to say. I want you to tell me about these things, but we're not going to be able to afford the radio or the headset or the boombox or the little portable speaker system or the phone to listen to the rap on if we can't make money. So, you know, anyhow, that was a he loved it. The kid ate it up. I mean, he's like, yeah, you know. But he's, you know, he appreciates it and starts asking me more questions, you know. So I'm not here to talk so much about Royu, but you know, his dad's giving me permission to talk about stuff. That's not him personally, but that maybe a lot of people need to hear that. Maybe you need to tell that to some people someday, I suppose. You know, one way, you know, a lot of parents don't know how to deal with their kids because they don't deal with other people's kids before they become parents. The dealing with their own kids is the first time they've ever dealt with kids. So they're complete rookies at it and they make all the terrible mistakes. You know, being around other people, bothering to be a teacher, you know, volunteering at a school a little bit or something, getting some exposure, you know, getting some books on working with students in a classroom, you know, a little bit of research before you start dealing with the kids of your own might not be a bad idea. I'm not a 24/7 parent. I wouldn't know. It's just an observation that I've made. You know, there's different types of learning. There's learning through observation and there's learning through experience. Experience is vital. But observation before the experience generally isn't a bad thing. It's why we have book work before we go into in-cockpit stages of flight school. You know, there's always a place to do philosophy. And most parents never do any book work before they go into the cockpit of parenting. That's just an observation that I've had and that I've made. So I get a lot of parents very frustrated with their kids and worried. And they ask me stuff, and I'm like, I've seen this movie 1,000 times. I know how this goes. It's okay. This is what you say. This is what you don't say. And they're appreciative because some things aren't about the 24/7 in-house parenting thing. Some things are just about how to work with people and knowing how to say what I just said. I'd probably say, you know, having been in Asia for 11 years and having been in America and pushing about 25 years of one-on-one tutoring in a variety of subjects. You know, we're talking computer, piano, English mainly. You know, the three things that damage kids the most. You might want to get a pencil and write it down. We're at just over 5 minutes here in the podcast if you want to come back to it later. But the three things that hurt kids the most, one is vomiting hatred, just spewing anger. Because the adult, the teacher, the parent is frustrated and they're just venting their frustration at the kid. That really damages people. Don't do that at all. Do that zero. Go get counseling to deal with your anger issues. Don't. You know, children are not a toilet to throw up into. If your children become potty mouthed, it's probably because you treated them like a toilet by vomiting them, by vomiting on them or into them. And that's the thing, really. You vomit into children when you're just spewing hatred. Like, do not do that. And if you feel the urge, sort yourself out. Of course, that goes for all of us. Second thing that really hurts kids a lot is not having natural consequences of life. Life has natural consequences. You make people angry, they don't want to talk to you. You do a bad job in business, your customers run from you. Now, as parents and teachers, we create these artificial environments for kids, such as a classroom or such as chores and an allowance. You know, that's much more controlled, and you've got a lot of control over the rules and the consequences, etc. But the consequences need to be as much like nature as possible. You know, you don't do a good job, I'm not going to pay you. I'm your customer, kid. And you know, you probably wouldn't say kid, but talking to the kid, you know, your allowance money is your payment. And I'm paying you to do two things. One, chores around the house, including cleaning your room. And second, to do your homework. I pay you to do your homework. It's a job. And you've got to get it done or you're not going to have money. My goodness. You know, I had one parent tell me, no, my kids should want to on their own. I'm like, no, that's communism. The pilgrims tried that and they almost all died. If you do work, your boss pays you. You do your homework, you don't get paid. What kind of message you want to send to kids? Hard work doesn't pay. You just have good feelings. And that's all you get. You know, you want to be on a sports team. You want to buy a baseball bat. Oh, no. You're not going to get any of that for your hard work. You know, is that the message you want to send? Look at the tone of voice that comes with the rules that you follow through with. Think about the tone of voice that comes with the rules that you give your kids and follow through with. And I say kids, I suppose students in a classroom, just the young people you work with. So, you know, you've got to follow through. Having a rule is no good if you don't follow through. In fact, you don't even have to explain the rules if you just follow through with them. Yeah, like to some degree, but you've got to have natural life consequences. Don't interrupt the natural consequences of real life. And then when you make your own consequences, you've got to make sure that those consequences are as realistic as possible, as much like real life consequences. When we interrupt real life consequences, interrupt them. You know, the kid falls over and mom rushes over and cries for 20 minutes. Oh, are you okay? That's called enabling. It's making people unaware of the hardship of life. Look, you know, it's like when the hobbits and Aragorn came out of the mountain after Gandalf fell from the bridge of Khazad Dûm. Hashtag geek alert. I know all the names. But, you know, in the first Lord of the Rings movie, Gandalf fell and died, supposedly anyway. And the hobbits are outside. This just happened. They're crying. And Aragorn's coming along saying, we got to get up and move or we're all going to be dead. Like, we don't have time to cry here. Let's go over there and cry. But we got to move on. So, you know, kid falls down, he's got to get up and move. And there isn't always going to be someone there to run and give him a big fat hug. So don't send the message that someone will be by doing that. You make the person weak and expect and dependent on those things. So, the three things, again, summarizing, we're at 9 minutes, 22 seconds. The three things that really injure kids the most is one, vomiting anger and hatred, negativity. You can't. There's no way you're going to do that now. You waited too long. You know, just how is that going to be beneficial? Don't vomit hatred, negativity, can't do it, can't. Anger, rage. Don't vomit that stuff into kids. Second, not having natural consequences of life. And third, not explaining stuff. gently. You don't have to be mad. Idiot, get your butt over here and I'll show you how to do it right. That's like not how to talk to them. How about, okay, it's time for me to show you how to coil a sound cable. Okay, loop it outside once, loop it in. Go watch on YouTube. There's a way to coil sound cables, if you didn't know that. You know, like you know, the cable that a guitar player would plug in on stage, like that cable, there's a way to coil it. She's okay, you know what? Hey, buddy, it's time that you learn how to do cables. You know, you see a terrible job, destroyed, possibly in big danger, a total wreck in your way, absolutely horrible, the wrong way to do it. Okay, the right thing to do is to say, all right, come over here. I see that you're trying to put this thing away correctly, and that's good. But it's time that you learn how cables work. So I'm going to show you. And it takes like this, and it goes like that. See what I'm doing? Do you understand? Okay, good. Here, now you try. Okay. All right. Nope. Over like this. Okay. That's correct. Good. You know, don't lavish too much gentle tone of voice. Hi, it's time for me to show you how to coil the cables. Okay. Not like that. Not like that. I think you get the point. Love you. See you tomorrow.